89.3 The Current. It's The Current's morning show. Today is April 1st, the start of 30 days of biking. Have you heard of this thing? Patrick Stevenson is a copywriter here at Minnesota Public Radio, so we're colleagues. He's a co-host of the Pedal Hub podcast. He is a biking enthusiast, and he is the director of 30 Days of Biking. Patrick, welcome to The Current's morning show.
Thank you. I have a lot of titles.
I know. Well, you're a man of many talents. I had heard about 30 Days of Biking just through social media, and I was really excited to find out that you were in the building.
Like, yeah.
Somebody that put this thing together is in the building. So what is 30 Days of Biking? Let's just start simple.
30 Days of Biking is a pledge to ride your bike every day in April and to share your adventures online with the hashtag 30 Days of Biking.
So this thing started in Minneapolis.
Yes.
Now, is this just something that happens in the Twin Cities, or has this caught on across the country?
Well, it kind of started as a challenge between me and my friends, just like a small group of friends, back in like March 2010, April 2010. And it's expanded since then. At first, we started with 300 people signed up, and now it's like spread. It's such a simple idea. It's spread to all these different countries, different cities. We have chapters in tons of cities around the United States. We have a Spanish chapter, a Spanish-speaking chapter called Trenta Días en Bici, which has like 4,000 fans on Facebook.
Wow.
We're all around the world in 100-plus countries, and it's just, again, it's such a simple idea that people take to it and put all their passion into it.
Now, it's one thing to say that, yeah, I'm going to try to ride my bike in April, but
yeah.
I think it just kind of takes it to the next level when you actually make a pledge to do it. And what happens when people make a pledge to ride their bike for 30 days in April?
I think it's mostly about accountability. Like, yes, you might already ride every day in April, but this is saying, I'm going to do it for sure, and I'm doing it with thousands of people from around the world. That's a pretty intense thing. I'm kind of accountable to those people. And something we want to emphasize, too, is it's not about distance. You don't have to commute to work. You could just ride around the block if you want to. You could ride 10 miles. You could ride to the shop. Just get on your bike at least once a day.
That's a nice clarification to make, because I was thinking that I would have to wake up like even earlier than I usually do to ride my bike all the way into work. But if it's just about getting out there and biking, yeah. I think that just it makes it an easier commitment for people. I'm talking with Patrick Stevenson about 30 Days of Biking. He's the director of 30 Days of Biking. He's also co-host of Pedal Hub podcast, which you can find at nprnews.org. So the city of Minneapolis has really gotten behind this whole thing.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? We have a mayoral proclamation and a proclamation from the city council that has declared that April is officially 30 Days of Biking Month in Minneapolis.
And so the city of Minneapolis, again, declared April officially
yes.
as 30 Days of Biking Month. There's going to be a special proclamation. What else are they doing to start and end the month?
So on April 1st, they're going to light up, which is today, they're going to light up the 35W Bridge just before sunset in teal, which is kind of our signature color.
Okay.
And then on the 30th, they're going to light up the Lowry Avenue Bridge.
This is something that started in Minneapolis just a few years ago. And Patrick, it's pretty cool that it's spread out around the world.
Yeah, it's awesome. I kind of can't believe it. I actually met my wife because of it. And like all my friends right now, I met because of this thing. So it's changed my life.
Well, we talk a lot about the music community and
yeah.
the beer community and the arts community, but there's a really supportive and a really cool biking community out there as well.
It's true.
So, Patrick, congratulations on this. Glad to hear it's grown so much. It's 30 Days of Biking. Where can people find more info?
Go to 30daysofbiking.com and make the pledge. We also have 30daysofbiking.com/events where you can find out everything we're going to do this month. And I would also want to mention, too, for every 30 pledges, we're going to donate one bike to Free Bikes for Kids.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, if like you sign up, then you should get 29 of your friends to sign up. Get started. Do it today.
And you also want people to share their experiences.
Yeah.
So do you have a hash? You got to have a hashtag.
Hashtag 30 Days of Biking.
All right. We'll have more information as well over at thecurrent.org. Patrick Stevenson, a colleague here at Minnesota Public Radio, director of 30 Days of Biking. And if you're a biking enthusiast, check out the podcast, the Pedal Hub podcast at nprnews.org. All right, Patrick, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.